The specter of a hard Greek default and euro exit hung over a meeting of G20 leaders beginning in Cannes on Thursday, US President Barack Obama said after talks with his French counterpart Nicolas Sarkozy that Europe had made some important steps towards a comprehensive solution to its sovereign debt crisis, but needed to put more flesh on the bones and implement the plan. The world is counting on the G20 to find a way out of the crisis before it begins spreading to other parts of the globe. Kishore Jayabalan is the director of the Rome office of the Acton Institute for Study of Religion and Liberty. He told Charles Collins politicians have been avoiding the tough decisions necessary to tackle the crisis since it began.
A lot of what's happening, or what will happen at the G20 summit in France the next couple of days, is really the inevitable consequences of a 3 or 4 year unwillingness of European politicians, and I would say American politicians as well, to deal with what's obvious to most people who are paying attention to this debt crisis. Government debt is a problem because it means that there is increased government spending, and investors see increased government spending as a sign of future tax increases. And when you have future tax increases, you're going to stop spending and investing money now. As a result, there's no economic growth, no economic opportunities being created by current investment. And for years, government leaders have been saying we can spend our way out of this debt crisis, and that's simply not going to happen.
Is there anyone who can step up and be a leader at this stage to help people make the tough decisions that need to be made?
Leadership in these kind of circumstances is very difficult to find. I would say especially in democratic societies where government leaders are obviously elected by the people, and the people have come to expect much more than leaders themselves can deliver. At some point, government leaders are going to have to be frank and tell people that they can't rely on government benefits indefinitely, that the entire scheme was based on promises that can't be kept, and in the future, people are going to have to go out and fend for themselves, not so much in a Darwinistic way, but really that it's good for people to look for new opportunities, and this is what entrepreneurship's all about.